Hi, everybody. Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Wyoming News and Agriculture. The budget session of the Wyoming Legislature is underway, creating several busy weeks in Cheyenne. We're going to hear about a few of the bills being discussed there with Brett Moline of the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation. First up is a corner crossing bill that Brett says they were disappointed in how it came forward.
Because this is all in reaction to the lawsuit and the things that happened over in Carbon County a while ago. What some people want to do is clarify what is and what isn't corner crossing. The bill as it was originally written was pretty tough on private property rights. Would have gave the sportsmen a lot of leeway, but we've got some amendments that make it less bad, that it outlines in the bill that you cannot touch private property. But other aspects like who owns the airspace, that hasn't been dealt with at all. And that's a question we really need to get answered.
Another bill that Wyoming Farm Bureau has been following, Brett says, is a prescriptive easement for power lines.
One of the problems with power lines, they were put in a long time ago and they always didn't get a recorded easement. So what this bill would do is say if that line has been there for more than 20 years, as of January 1st, there is a prescriptive easement.
We'll hear more about what's being debated at the Wyoming Legislature after this.
Agriculture has been an integral part of every Wyoming community since statehood. For the last century, the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation has advocated for farmers and ranchers. We are a grassroots membership organization that unites as one voice because we care about your future. Farm Bureau believes in constitutional government, the competitive enterprise system, property rights, and individual freedom. Strengthen your future by joining or renewing your membership today. Agriculture, keeping Wyoming strong.
Hey, Colter, have you tried that place in Bozeman, the Sapphire Motel?
There this week.
Friendly front staff, parking right in front of my room, modern amenities, and budget-friendly with that ag rate.
Ag rate?
Yeah, the ag rate at the Sapphire Motel, a discounted rate for ag folks attending conferences, 4-H, or other events in Bozeman, close to I-90, downtown, and Montana State.
Go Cats, and a go on that ag rate.
The Sapphire Motel, down home comfort and a classic motor inn, 310 North 7th in Bozeman.
A busy first week for the Wyoming Legislature, a lot going on, but one bill directly affecting ag would establish the Cowboy State Agricultural Trust Fund. Brett Moline, Policy Advocacy Director with the Wyoming Farm Bureau, shares the details on how the fund would support production agriculture in Wyoming.
We will hopefully get a $10 million endowment, then we can use the interest off that endowment to do things that positively affect production ag. Some examples are research at the University of Wyoming, educational programs in our schools, some workforce preparedness work, trying to get more people interested in working in agriculture, some value added. Those are some of the aspects that this money can be used for. We're pretty excited about that.
A lot to get through in this session with now just 15 days remaining.
A lot of voting bills to try to make elections fair and transparent. Of course, the big impetus is the budget. Some of the things that we'll be keeping an eye on is making sure that the agencies that we work with, the Livestock Board, Department of Ag, they're funded appropriately. So those are some of the things we're working on. It's fast and furious, but that's the way things work in Wyoming.
Brett adds that the Wyoming Farm Bureau legislative meeting kicks off on the 19th, where members from across the state will be coming to Cheyenne to advocate for agriculture. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Colter Brown.